Afternoon. Just one quick clarification. I think when I talked to Nikki at the end of practice, I mentioned that Rob was a red jersey. He was as part of the process, but he wasn't today. That's it.
All right. Hey, Bill.
Mike.
Tom Brady praised Brandon Cooks yesterday, just said not too many receivers have come into the team in their first year and had the type of season that he's had. We often talk about how the way a player plays in one system isn't always going to translate to the next. So what has stood out to you in the way he's been able to acclimate to your system this year?
Brandon's has a very good skill set. He does a lot of things. He's very good in the deep ball, intermediate routes, catch and run plays. He's smart. He can do a number of different things. He's worked extremely hard to do whatever we've asked him to do. Coach O'Shea, Coach McDaniels, Tom, all work together collectively, and he has had a very productive year.
Coach, WAF Boston, I got a little bit of a problem, and I don't know if you can help me or not. Can I get 4 tickets to the game this weekend?
Put you on the list, yeah.
I can pay.
Yeah.
Over here.
On a 50, right? Yeah, gotcha.
Coach, Alejandro Centeno from Televisa Deportes Mexico. I want to know what are your thoughts about your former players, Legarrette Blount and Chris Long, and what are your feeling for facing them on Sunday?
I have a lot of respect for all three of those guys. Chris had a great year for us last year. LeGarrette's had a number of good years for us. And Camu was with us in training camp, and he did an outstanding job. And Philadelphia claimed him on waivers. He's done a good job for him the last 2 years in the kick game. So I think all three of those guys are good players.
Yes, Coach. Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com. Mike Brown has been very appreciative of the way you've talked about Paul Brown over the years. And you've made 4 deals with Mike since you've been with New England. And just wondering if you could talk about that relationship with Mike and, feelings about Paul.
Right. First of all, my condolences on Pete. That was obviously a sad news recently. But Mike, of course, I knew through Coach Brown, through my dad, through Coach Edwards and so forth, some of our trips to the Browns and the Bengals back in the 60s, 70s as I was growing up. And then when I went to Cleveland, of course, that strain things a little bit being in the same division, but after that, I have a ton of respect for Mike and his contribution to the game and as an owner, and what his background in football has been, what it continues to be, and his role, leadership role in the league in a lot of levels, player organization, management rules, so forth, and the deal's being able to work something out between, another organization for the right fair price. Both organizations feel good about, and some of those have worked out maybe a little better for one side or the other. Certainly, Mike got the best of the Chad Johnson trade. Still waiting for payback on that, but I don't think that's coming. But he's a great man. His family's a great family. They've done a ton for the game, and I have a ton of respect for Mike, the organization, and all that they stand for, all that they've done for us.
Hi, Bill. Dan Roach from WBZ.
Dan?
Could you clarify your opening comment in regard to Rob and what he did or didn't do his status today?
He's practice? Limited in practice, yes. He's limited today.
And he's still in the protocol?
Yes. Well, it has not been cleared, you're right.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Bill, what does Devin McCourty's experience in your system add to the defense, and maybe what are some things he does that the average fan, you know, maybe wouldn't see or understand?
Well, there's not many that do more behind the scenes than Devin does. He just does a tremendous job in every area. He's been a team captain for multiple years, team captain his second year, which I think speaks a lot for his leadership and the respect that he has from his teammates. Mayo was in that category, but that's a short list. Devin's a great teammate. He works extremely hard, does his job well, very supportive of his teammates, good communicator, hard worker on and off the field, works great in the weight room, the film room, practice field. He's a tough, dependable player on the football field. He's played corner, he's played strong safety, free safety, been involved in really pretty much everything in the kicking game, kickoff returns, punt returns, field goal rush, everything for the field goal team. So he plays a lot of snaps over the course of a season, a lot of different with a lot of different responsibilities, working with the linebackers, the corners, and of course the other safeties, which there are times when we have multiple safeties on the field. So can't say enough about the job that he's done this year and every year, really. He's an outstanding player. I'd say even a better person, a better teammate. I couldn't be prouder to coach a player than Devin McCourter. He's right up there at the top of the list.
Hey, Bill.
Offensive line obviously doesn't get a lot of press, fantasy points.
Less things go bad, that's right.
There you go. And one of the most consistent aspects of your teams over the years has been probably the offensive line. And when you look, it's obviously Dante Scarnecchia. Can you talk about the trust you have with him and what he's done, especially since he's returned?
Again, Dante just does a tremendous job in every aspect of the job. He's a great worker. He's first guy there every day, has been since I first started working with him in 1996. But really works very hard. He does a great job with young players, guys that don't have much experience when they're coming into the league, breaking them in, teach them the fundamentals, techniques, schemes, and so forth. He does a great job with the veteran experienced players that have played for double-digit years, so all the way in between. His game planning, run game, pass protections, blocking schemes, really good. He does a great job of that. And, you know, he and Josh work together very, very closely on that, of course, but he does a great job of that. In-game adjustments, things that happen within the game, sometimes those are personnel injury-related. Sometimes they're scheme-related, how are being defended or whatever the scheme happens to be that we need to make adjustments to. He's identifies that very quickly, does a great job with in-game adjustments. So, really, it's everything. He's certainly a very experienced coach that provides great leadership for the staff and younger coaches on the staff. He's not the most vocal guy on that, but just his example of what he does and how he does it and how well he does it is a great example for everybody else to follow, me included. I mean, all of us. I think we all gain a lot of motivation and learn from Dante's work and his final product. Just does a tremendous job day after day, year after year. He's fantastic.
Bill, we've seen the value of having quarterback depth with both of these franchises. How have you been able to go about attaining it and kind of consistently possessing that kind of depth at the most important position?
Well, good players are important at every position. So our personnel staff, Nick Casario and his staff in the personnel department have done a great job through the years of building the team, and that comes in a lot of different areas, draft choices, waiver wire, trades, and so forth, and then also the development of those players from the coaching staff and the players themselves once they get there, on the field, off the field, in the film room, training, conditioning, physical development, mental development, experience, and on the field experiences as well. So there are a lot of things that go into that, but of course it starts with evaluating the players and trying to find the right players, the best ones that we can develop in our system. And then it's up to the players and us to bring the most out in those players. So it's really a combination of a lot of things. But our personnel department does an outstanding job. They always are challenged to replace players at the beginning of the year and then throughout the year as the needs arise. And we've gotten them from a lot of different places. So they beat the bushes for them.
Jose Villalba from Multimedios in Mexico. I spoke with Robert a few moments ago, and he said that he would like to go back to Mexico soon. I was wondering if you would like to go back and coach another game at Mexico City?
We go wherever the games are scheduled, whenever they're scheduled. So when they're scheduled, we show up, we plan, we get ready to go. That's what we do. Mexico, London, wherever it is, we'll play wherever they are.
Coach, what are you going to do if you get another 28-3 situation this year?
Well, we prepare for all the situations that we can going into the game. We have our game plan. As the game unfolds, then we'll adjust as we go, whatever that happens to be. Every game is different. Every team is different. Every situation's a little bit different. So we'll just do what we normally do, and that's try to prepare our team the best we can, go out there and execute the best we can, and handle the game as it unfolds.
Hey, Bill.
Yep.
I'm here on the part of NBC Sports Boston, and I know you just had your sit down with Bill Parcells, and I want to know if you two guys discussed, other than Lawrence Taylor, who was probably the best player you had in the Super Bowl.
We didn't discuss that. It seemed like we had everything else. No, it was a big. We went through kind of our the history of our relationship, and it's actually a great opportunity to sit down with Bill. Kenny Rogers of NFL Films put it together, and not that it wasn't on the record before, but it's all on the record now, and so all in one place at one time. So hope everybody enjoys it.
Coach Patrick Izumi from German TV Pro 7. Now, a key matchup will be probably Patrick Chung against Zach Ertz. Do you have any plans of providing some help with him, put a bracket on him, or you trust Patrick Chung to do it all by himself?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we're really going to get into our game plans and all that. We'll see how it goes. Next. Okay, it's the first time I've been asked the question by a German reporter that wasn't about Sebastian Vollmer.
Last question right here. Coach Belichick, yes. Talk about your feelings, seeing how you learn underneath Bill Parcells, how you've done with Mike Vrabel, and maybe Matt and Josh moving on to head coaching positions.
Yeah, well, right now we're all focused on getting ready for this game, so that's, to me, our target is Sunday night. And Mike, of course, is, I've talked about him many times. He's a great person, great coach. He was a great player for us and has great leadership and football judgment and acumen. I'm sure he'll do a great job. Okay, thank you.